Oh, they even left the game, huh? They turned the game off.
It's on for me, but
oh yeah, okay.
I'm in.
What game they put on for you, Marcus? What game?
I don't know. I'm not in the room, but I heard it. I probably should close my door. Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. I'm about to take it away. Hold on.
You're now listening to TDL on silverandblackpride.com.
This play used to be run with 100 rugs, and we got Darren Waller on the choice route, Hunter Renfrow on the shallow. But I want you guys to watch Tyrann Mathieu here, okay?
Job, you see the ball is out here. He's breaking on the ball. I think if he got a little closer.
Everybody, we are back. It is Taped on Live, Favorite Raiders podcast, Favorite Raiders breakdown. We are back. You guys already know what to do. Hit the subscribe button, subscribe. Right? Hit the subscribe button, right? Hit the like button if you like it. Hit the dislike button if you dislike it. Leave a comment. If you like it, leave a comment. If you dislike it, and you know, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter. You see all the handles. We got Emma Holder 95. Got at the Mark John NFL for me, at BD Williams 18. Go ahead and get you a TDL blackout shirt. You know, get that too. And then make sure you go to manscaped.com and get you that 20% off. And Manscaped's doing 20% off already. So you get 20% off and another 20% off. So it's gonna be 40% off for everything on manscaped.com. So go ahead there and check that out. But we're here to talk about the Raiders getting blown out. We don't even know what the score is. The game turned off where I'm at. I don't know. Matt still has the game on, but
It's still 48-9. Score Gami's still on the board.
Okay. Yeah. So it's 48-9. You know, but we're going live early, guys. You're here to talk about this one early. Ugly performance. You know, everything just kind of went wrong in this game. Like usual, like you kind of been saying, everything's kind of just ugly. And, you know, letting the Chiefs put up 48 points, that offense, and kind of letting that offense just roll like that kind of bothers me. You know, Patrick Mahomes, he's 2019 Patrick Mahomes against the Raiders. So, just an interesting game. But what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, like, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong, right? I mean, from the opening drive, Josh Jacobs coughing the ball up, and then it was just like an avalanche from, you know, downhill from there. But I mean, I think as soon as that happened, you kind of had the feeling like, you know, Raiders weren't going to be in this one, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like this one hurt as much as, you know, the previous ones, but you know, I think you just can fast forward to next year a little easier as a Raiders fan. You know, you can start talking about the draft. You can start talking about, you know, who the next head coaches are and stuff like, you know, that's what the talk right now is about. It's not really about, oh, what coverages did they run? Like, who cares?
Exactly. How the turntables turned there, BD. I remember someone else called me a fake fan last week for
saying something similar. I was 100% with you. I was just messing with you. You know, that's how people think. That's realistic. That's realistic right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd even take it a little bit further than what BD said from the first play. As soon as they did the whole like standing on the Chiefs logo thing, I'm like, oh my, like I'm like I saw that. I'm like, there's no way this ends well. There's just no chance. Like, we're gonna do this high school like rah rah bullshit, like whatever. Come out, stand on the logo, and then first play of the game, you fumble and give up 7 points. Like that, like literally, like instantaneous like karma or whatever you want to call it for doing it. I mean, credit to the Chiefs, they handled it like pros. They let the Raiders do whatever they wanted to do with pregame and came out and dominated start to finish. I mean, I don't like, it sucks for a podcast like this because it's like I don't know what to say other than the Raiders got their ass kicked in every phase of the game. Like, we can break it down, we can watch the film, and it's going to be the same conclusion that we already know.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, they went to the like, what is this, Oklahoma versus Texas? Like, I don't know what they're thinking. Like, this, like, these are grown men. Like, you're calling out grown men. These are not college guys. This is not high school.
It's high school. Like, that's high school bullshit. Like,
like, you're calling out Chris Jones.
Yeah. Like especially, like, and then, so I think it was Bill Cowher brought it up at halftime. Like, especially last year, like, combined with, like, doing the victory lap last year around the stadium after
winning. Right,
you keep feeding them more stuff to get like mad at. Like, this isn't like, Like, yeah, you're not like the dominant person in this rivalry in the last few years. Like, you can't, like, you can't talk shit when you beat them, what, like, twice in the last,
but, like, I mean, 10 minutes. Really, like, that's the only chance the Raiders had, realistically. The only chance the Raiders had was to do something to get into the Chiefs' head and, you know, start making them make mistakes. Like, that's the only way that they had a chance of winning this one, you know? But, like you said, Chiefs stayed professional and handled it between the lines. Yeah. You know, that is funny. The whole jumping on the logo thing, I agree. That's very juvenile. I'm surprised that it happened, to be quite honest with you.
They're going to be talking so much shit after this game, man.
Zay Jones just fumbled.
Oh, God. See, and this game is also karma for me because everybody was killing me all week. They've been killing me. Oh, Marcus, you're the car apologist. Oh, my God, you do all this different car. You're blaming the wide receivers. And all you see these guys is dropping and fumbling, and car's moving nice in the pocket. He's under pressure the whole game. He's moving in the pocket, throwing a dime, and then it's dropped. Like, get out of here, bro.
I'm not going to say he played well. Yeah, because I don't think he could have gotten it going, but he played the best. He was the best offensive player today just because everybody else. I mean, I guess Hunter Renfro, but
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I mean, like, he was the second best. Bro. Like, it was like the whole, like, the offensive line was terrible. Like, we're talking about with the receivers. Foster Moreau Carr's one pick. Foster Moreau's was a drop. Like, he had the fumble late where he got clocked from the blind side because nobody was getting open. Like, I'm not going to say Carr played well. The only person that played well, I say, was Hunter Renfro, and even he had a fumble. And, I mean, again, if that guy's not reliable, like, the Raiders are screwed at this point, especially without Waller. But, like,
it's upsetting everything. To me to see, like, the Chiefs' defense have such an emphasis on punching the ball out. And even still at this point, Zay Jones coughing the ball out. I mean, like, the guy's literally clenched fists, like, eye on the ball, aiming and punching the ball out.
Not even trying to
tackle. These guys aren't covering up. And like adjusting, like, oh, they're punching the ball out. Like, maybe, like, let's cover the ball up, or say, you know, do something. You know, it seems like it's not clicking, or there's no will to, like, change it up at this point in the year when the season is, you know, going the way it has.
It's just wild. As I'm saying, like, they just all suck. I mean, that's kind of the point I'm trying to get at is that they all suck, and if we could just admit that they all suck. I mean, it's okay. We just can't say one guy sucks.
Can we put that on a quote board for this episode? They all suck.
I mean,
nice, but Marcus Johnson at the bottom with a little dash, like the signature.
Like, that's the point I've been trying to get across. Like they all suck, guys. And I know it's okay. It's hard to deal with. There you go.
There we go.
They all suck.
Someone screen grabbed
that. Okay. It's okay. You can say that. It's all right.
Yeah, there's not really much to really talk about too much. I mean, is there anything any other points we want to touch on? Do we want to go over some of the rookies, man?
Yeah, I mean, again, Malcolm Kuntz, shout him out last week, shout him out again this week. Two games in a row, two sacks. I mean, guys should be getting more playing time.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Cleveland Farrell, even though he's a rookie, but Cleveland Farrell had a couple nice plays, got a sack, read that screen. A few good things, but yeah, I mean, Kuntz.
I don't know. Is Clee in the future plans for the Raiders at
no.
this point?
No, it's good for him. It's good for him and his next team.
I know. It's kind of funny. I mean, he played and, like, he got some more playing time. He got some sacks. You know what I mean? Maybe if he, you know, you never know. Like, some of these guys, this kind of just dumped him off to the side, you know, because Bradley came in and was like, let me bring Yannick Ngakoue. He's like my little Leo guy, and, you know, just kind of dumped him. So, you don't know. I mean, who knows? And then, like, hearing Kyle Van Noy talk about, like, how pass rushers need to play to get going, and how they're kind of like, you can't just, like, how Matt Judon was not good as he is in the Patriots as he was in the Ravens because he's a rotational guy. And now that he's playing full time, he's playing better because he's getting in a groove, and he said pass rushers do that. I don't know. There's a lot of interesting football topics that, you know, this team kind of just threw out the window. They just kind of just was like, hey, or it's just not. I don't know.
Well, I mean, Yannick Ngakoue and Max Crosby have been able to get into a rhythm, but yeah, no other defensive ends for this year have been allowed to, you know, kind of get into that rhythm. But Malcolm Kuntz, we'll see what that turns out to. I mean, I was trying to pick holes in Devon Diablo's game. Obviously, I haven't seen the all 22. But he looked good so far. I couldn't fault him for anything that, you know, went wrong. You know, defensively, it was mostly like if we're being honest, like bad field position and just them just winning, taking shots one-on-one on the outside.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get through it. I'm not going to have like any some kind of findings where it's like, oh wow, it's crazy how the Chiefs attack. No, they're just gonna be like, it's gonna be like their normal stuff that they always do on both sides. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. They bring in a good defensive coach. Like I really feel like they could, that defense, there's some pieces there. There's pieces that if they get the right defensive coach, could, you know, make sure they get all their stuff together, I think they could do something with it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Matt, you have any opinions on any of that?
I mean, we'll see what happens. Like you said, I don't know what the offseason is going to come with, but I'm kind of open to anything with head coach. I think as far as that goes, probably my top choice would be Doug Peterson. If we're getting into that at this point in the season, but okay. I don't know. But yeah, I could see a defensive mind getting somebody in that's younger, kind of like the next Brandon Staley, if you will, kind of deal. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, something bit. Like that. I mean, that would be like that'd be the right thing. But
yeah, I'm gonna tell you that.
They're probably gonna hire Dabo Sweeney or something like that. So
probably Dabo or Harbaugh or something like that. Go from the college ranks. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you guys rather Dabo or Harbaugh?
Harbaugh, because at least he coached the NFL before and won.
Yeah, I feel like Dabo. Go ahead. I feel like Dabo's an Urban Meyer situation, like waiting to happen. Not to the same extent, but like something similar.
Yeah, because even Harbaugh, he wore on grown men. You know what I mean? Like that type of – he might come in with a different approach if he gets a second chance because he knows he wore down on that Niners team. Right? That's the only reason he left, because he wore down on them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Trying to do that college type of pressure on grown men. You can't do that. So,
and at least with him, I think he can get like 4 good years. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. Even if it goes south like it did in San Francisco.
Exactly.
He's probably smoothed his approach out a little bit too, Harbaugh. Yeah. You know, he's probably, you know, been able to figure out what works, what doesn't work. And then I also think being at the college level kind of helps you kind of tap into younger players a little bit. So that he might have that going for him. We've seen some coaches have, you know, some success coming from the college ranks. Sometimes it doesn't work out, though, like Urban Meyer, obviously. But, yeah, I agree, Harbaugh over Dabo Sweeney. For sure.
Let me ask you one question before BD. Would it be interesting if he brought Don Brown with him?
Don Brown just took the head job at UMass, so I don't know.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, he could leave. I mean, it's not like UMass is a thriving program, so he could leave. But I do think like what BD was talking about, about Harbaugh adapting is like, I mean, that's one of the biggest changes that he's gotten credit for this year in the college ranks, is bringing in a younger staff and like kind of changing his ways a little bit. So I don't know if that would – I would hope that would not come with Don Brown. Like, I mean, I know Don Brown's been a guy that's done it in the past, but
yeah,
the reason why he got rid of Michigan, and there's no secret that Michigan's now in the playoffs. And
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, thanks for saying that, man, because there's a lot of people that are Don Brown, you know, fans that would be pretty upset. So I'm glad you said it, Matt, and not me.
you got Don Brown stickers in the comments?
Yeah, I was like, as soon as Marcus said, I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to say something negative about Don Brown here. And then Matt jumped in there. Thanks.
My bad. I'll take the bullets for you.
Appreciate that. Well said. Okay, yeah, we're probably going way into the depths of what normal Raider fans have no idea what we're talking about. So let's bring it back. Okay. At this point in the year, we're probably just looking for what these young players are going to do. Right. Like, what I'm a little concerned is Gus Bradley isn't going to do like different things. So we're just going to keep on seeing just Nate Hobbs being like a curl flat space tackler for the rest of the year. We're not really going to like see him like have to expand his role. I would love to see if they can just bump Nate Hobbs outside and have him play outside and see what he can do for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. Just because like, come on, like, what are we doing here for the rest of the season? Give him some snaps out there, you know, that would be the best thing for his development. And he might be able to hang. Why not?
Yeah, because, I mean, he's not really naturally a slack guy, in my opinion. So I think, who knows, he might be good outside. So he's a tough dude. So, I mean, he's going to fight.
I mean, at this point, like,
go ahead.
I was just saying, at this point, why not? Like, give him a shot, see what he can do. And, I mean, it's not like Trayvon Mullen was great today anyway. And Trayvon Mullen, you know, could be a free agent, could be a guy maybe that you move in the offseason if Hobbs can – proving in these last 4 games that he can play a little bit on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope that Trayvon Mullen could be a part of future plans. I think that he's a viable press man corner for sure, you know. But coming back, we said it, you know, in the preview show, Marcus, you talked about Trayvon Mullen coming back. And, you know, my concern was like the rust. It sucks coming back, going to having to roam. You're rusty. You haven't played what? How many weeks was it? I mean, I'm
since week four,
the number week or four. Since week four. Okay. So it's a huge layoff, right? Like 10-week layoff. And the first game you have, you're running with Josh Gordon and Tyreek Hill, you know, on the outside, like get out of here with that, you know. So that's a tough one to come and shake the rust off for sure. But I'm not going to be down on Trayvon Mullen after this. After I watched the All-22, I'm not going to be down on him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to be. I'm just talking more about if they're going to blow it up in the future. You know what I mean?
And if they, it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of moving parts for sure. For sure.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to be it. We appreciate everyone for tuning in to the Instant Reaction Show. Matt Holder joins us. Marcus Johnson at the Mark John NFL. BD Williams at BD Williams 18. And you could also see Matt Holder's Twitter handle next to his name at mholder95 if you're listening to the podcast later on. We appreciate everyone for tuning in. Again, make sure you subscribe. Make sure whatever device you're watching this, listening to this on, you hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you get that notification when we do go live. We got a lot of stuff down the pipeline, coming down the pipeline for you, the TDL crew. That's it from us. Holla at you.
Peace.